says, Shal meyavik echavim oilois. If a guy brings a shlomim, brings a korban shlomim, it's automatically an oila. In other words, Rav Huna holds that a guy could only bring a korban oila. He cannot bring a shlomim. Rashi says, Oivik echavim, shenot lovi shlomim oilahein. It remains an oila. And therefore, there's nothing eat, you can't eat from it, but rather it's kulay kolam.
So Moses says, he boys him, if you want, I'll tell you, kura, there's a pasuk with this. And he boys him, if you want, svara, pay it to svara. He boys him, it's svara, if you want, there's a pasuk. It's a svara, mean. It's a reasoning. Why, oivik echavim, libo leshemayim. When a guy is marked of a korban, his kavanah is to bring the whole thing to be burnt. That's his kavanah. He doesn't have a mind to eat it. He thinks it's given away to Hashem. He doesn't think about eating it. Says kavanah is to the whole thing should be burnt. And when it says he boy him, if one I tell you kro, there's a pasuk for this. The pasuk says Hashem grivu l'Hashem liyoylo. So with Hashem called the makarve oylo lehevi. Anything a guy brings should only be for an oylo. But this is the pasuk we're talking about by a guy. Hashem grivu l'Hashem liyoylo means anything that a guy brings should always be a korban oylo. Most of Rav Chama Bagruya, it says Allah that Oivik Echavim, Shehis Nadev L'Havi Shlomim. If a guy has a mind to bring a Medaber for Korban Shlomim, so Nostan Le Yisrael, he gives it to a Jew, Yisrael Eichlan, the Jew could eat from it. Nostan Le Koyin, if the guy gives it to a Koyin, Ha Koyin Eichlan. But our Korban Mesamashma, the Korban Shlomim of a guy, is Nechal. Just if he gives it to a Jew has the right to eat from it. If he gives it to a Koyin has the right to eat from it. If you're telling me now it's an oila, how could anybody eat from it? So my answer is, this is what the Tosefta means to say, that al menash yischapo behem Yisrael, that if the goy like gives it from matanah to a Jew, that al menash that the Jew should have a kapor from this korban, meaning like he's giving the korban to the Jew. So now it's called the Jewish, it's called the Yisrael's korban. And therefore it's a korban of a shlomim, therefore Eichlon, he has the right to eat from it. He's like the Bailam, the Yisrael could eat from it. What's going to be Amanash Yischapro Bem Koin? If he gives this korban shlomim, Amanash that the Koin should be the owner, he should be the Bailam of this korban. So then it's good, why Koin Eichlon? Because he gave it over to the Koin, like the Koin is the owner. It's like a korban shlomim Yisrael, so that it's the regular loch of a korban shlomim. But if the guy brings his own korban shlomim, Enechanami, then automatically he remains a korban oila. Furthermore, it says, Mosiv Rav Shizbi. Shizbi asked a question like this. It says, Eilu menochois, these are the menochois in our Mishnah, they nikmotzois, vishireim lekanim, the leftover of the mincha goes to the kain. It says, Tvilu in our Mishnah, mincha slavikachovim, that if a guy brings a mincha, then the shirayim, the leftover, is nech lekanim. They see, not like we're saying, it's an oil, the whole thing has to be burnt. And not like libel shemayim. But it has the regular alochis. So Marin says, Omer Rabbi Yechon Lakash, I tell you there's no stira. Or Rabbi Yisig, Lili, Hor Rabbi Kiva, Nechlam, Yisamach, Loikis, Taka, Tanoim. That the Tani would learn like this. When the Pasuk says, Ish, Ma Tam, Loim, Ish, Ish, what is the double lesson of Ish, Ish, that brings a Korbin? Is the Rabbi says, Oivi, Kachovim, Shinoidrim, Nidrayim, Unadavis, Ki Yisrael, that a guy has the right to bring a Korbin, just like a Jew brings one, a Neder, and a Dava. Then it says, Hashek, Rivu, La Hashem, Li Oilo, that what he brings, his korban should be an oila. So, ein liyelo oila. The pasuk on, he says it should be whatever brings a korban oila. Shlomim minan. How do we know that a guy could ever bring a korban shlomim also? Tamalayim and nidrayim. It says, lashon of nidrayim, he could even bring a shlomim also. Toidim minan. How do we know he could even bring a korban toidim? Tamalayim and the pasuk says, nitvaisam. Minan. How do we know the rabbis oifais? Via yayin va'alavoin of reitzim. That a guy could bring an oifra korban or wine, mikhad nesachim of yain, or levoin, or eitzim, tamalem and nidrayim, lechol nidrayim, nidvaisam, lechol nidvaisam, any type of nadav, and if I have another, he could bring. If so, the question will soon see, there's all of Yisag Lili. If so, him came, he is, ma tamalem oilu, what does the pasuk say then? The korban of a guy is an oilu? It's not only an oilu. We'd be marb everything right now. So Moses says, true, oilu is only pratlan azirus. That a guy cannot be a nazir. These are the words of Rabbi Yosi Agnili. This is not like Rav Huna, and this is Tran Al Mishnah. Now, our Mishnah says that if a guy brings a mincha, it's a regular like a minchas Yisrael, that the shirayim is nech olakanim. That's according to Rabbi Yosi Agnili. However, Rabbi Kiva says, that what a goy brings remains a korban oila. So he holds ein liel oila bovad. It's only whatever he brings is only a korban oila. The whole thing is burnt. So kitza rafuna goes according to Rabbi Kiva that echam is semiyat hashakribu l'Hashem oila. All his korbanis is only an oila, nothing else. Whereas the kashta ayva pratla nizirus meyocha nafke, is it true that we learn now that a goy cannot be a nozif in this posik? According to Rabbi Yosef Lili, I may also not. There's another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Dabro b'nei Yisroel matolayim, ish ki yaflu lindo neder nozel azeh b'nei Yisroedashin b'nei Yisroel noidrim b'nei Avikachovim noidrim. Only a Jew can become a nozir and not a goy. So from there we learn that a goy cannot become a nozir. So the Gemara says, no, you need both pasukim. I may also just from this pasuk of Dabro b'nei Yisroel avimino korbanu deloylaisi." That a guy, even though maybe could be a nazir, just he has no chiyuvim to bring kabonis, to bring a korban nazir. Av nazir is chal alive, and maybe could be a nazir. Kamash will know that no nazir is not chal at all. Now the Gemara says, Kaman noz lu zago like, hodit tanan, that Omer Rabbi Shimon, Shiva dvorim, heskinu bezdin, bezdin made seven takonis. V'zeachim, and this is one of the takonis that bezdin made. If a guy sends his korban oila from the other side of Eretz Yisrael, and b'shilach imo nesachim, if he sends along also the yain and the mincha, krev mishaloi, very good, we use his. V'yimlav, if the guy does not send along his own wine and mincha, krev mishal tzibu, we use the money shal tzibu like we had before already a ribui. So Chur the Mor says, leim, and let's say this brisa goes, because here the Brisa says that if a guy brings a korban oichum also with it, the avamina is on the wine and the mincha brought with it, so it's only good according to Yosef Lili. It's not only an oila. Anything else that comes with the oila also. And he agrees that the nesachim with the korban oila could also be brought. Now the Gemara says, "Man tana lohod atana rabbanon." Who's the tana of this brayis? Maybe nesach that only a Jew could be nadav to bring nesachim and not a guy. Now Yochai would have thought to say, "Loitay elosa tunu not a guy." Curb tamulam not a law. He manadav nesself like neither of them. He goes, "Rabbi Yosef, I nami nischan yain." Midyat early could bring enough. No, he boy say me. Yosef lili nami take out wine from the rebuyim we had before that a guy could bring. Enech nami not yain. Menachis he could bring, but not yayin. So after we say here the word ezrach means only a Jew and not a goy. And Echnami could even go according to Yosef Lili. Yayin a goy cannot bring. Same if you want Rabbi Kiva. And again, like we said before, oila b'chol chaverto. Even though Rabbi Kiva says it, it means and not menachis and a sakim by itself. But when the goy brings his korban oila, Echnami, his korban oila has a din that it should be brought with its nesachim, with the yayin and with the mincha that's a part of this korban oila. Now the Mishnah says to the Shimon Oimer, Minchas Chayta Shekahanim is a Chiddush that he holds is like Metzes. You take a Kemitz and you burn that by itself, and also the Shiraim is burnt. The Chiddush, even though Minchas Koyin, the whole thing is burnt, but by Minchas Chayta of a Koyin, when he brings out the carbon oil of Yerid, when he brings out the Dalit Dalis, he has to do two things, a Kemitz and the Shiraim is burnt. So Mora says, Minonim, how do we know this from the Torah Rabban? It went like this. The Pasuk says, for hoyso la koyin kimincho, meaning to say, shetayabodosa ksheriboy. That when a koyin has to bring a mincho, even though he's not part of the mishma right now, he's allowed to bring it. Voiso la koyin kimincho means shetayabodosa ksheriboy. That the koyin, if he's bringing his own private mincho, he can bring it whenever he wants. Atayim you telling me shetayabodosa ksheriboy means to tell us that the koyin can bring it himself. Oyeinim evinata dwaye lahate minchas chayte shekahanim. Maybe it comes to be matter when a kohen brings a minchas chayta. We'll see what that means to be matter. Maybe you could eat from it. If so, amani mekayim, what would I do with the pasuk that says v'chol minchas kohen kol utiyah, that any mincha that a kohen brings has to be totally burnt and lo toichay not eat from it? So maybe that's only minchas nedavosoi. Only if a kohen brings in a dove, a stam, a present, that minchas kule kol lo toichal. Avu chayvosoi. But maybe if a kohen did a chet that he has a chayv to bring a mincha for it, maybe tena cheles, maybe the same way Yisrael's mincha could be eaten v'shirayim, maybe you then the minchas of a kohen also v'shirayim is nechol. On this Talmud Lemna, the pasuk says, "V'hoyso la kohen ke mincha." This is a mincha for kain, meaning to say, makish chayvos lina davosai, that the chayva of a kain has the same malacha like the nedava of a kain. If so, man nedvosa, just like when the kain brings in nedava, ain in the chelis, that there's no part that could be eaten from this mincha, but rather the whole thing is kule kolu, the whole thing is burnt, is av chayvos, you would do. So ain in the chelis, that no part could be chinem, there's a psola kaincha, vahalonem or elo kimincha. Means to say that the mincha of a kohen is like a regular mincha of Yisrael. It's not like his own mincha, but it's like a regular mincha of Yisrael. So who was it meant to say? Elahakish minchas choyte shekahanim k'minchas choyte shei Yisrael. Meaning to say, man minchas choyte shekahanim k'metzes, there's a kmitza done to it. A minchas choyte shekahanim is also in the k'metzes. Ah, if so, man minchas choyte shei Yisrael in the k'metzes shiren necholim, maybe af minchas choyte shekahanim also should be in the k'metzes, and maybe even you could eat from it. Tamalem again, la kohen kemincha, v'lelishim kemincha. Only what the kohen has to do with it, with the kohen's avoida of the kemitza, that's blamed to minchas Yisrael. But what's nechal on the wasanim is beyach zechna, what's lishim no, the whole thing has to be burnt. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll do over the last gemara again on the next tape. Alright, we'll stop here.